For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team back at home for four games this week. We'll start with Lake Superior State tonight and tomorrow night, joined by sophomore defenseman out of Rochester, Wills Mullick. Just split with Minnesota State Mankato this past weekend. Will, you missed a good chunk of the season with an injury. You get thrown back into it at Michigan Tech. It's a tough place to play. You come away with a sweep. You know, as you've watched this team throughout the course of the year and where they are now, do you think you're getting better night in and night out?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, later in the year, obviously, you know, gets harder to win every time. I think our attention to details and little things is it's been pretty good for us. And, you know, I've been focusing on our D zone and making sure we stay with our guys there. So locking that down, you know, especially this late when it gets harder to score is big for us.
With the injury to Owen Sillinger, Brendan Harris moves back down to center from the point on that power play. You move into that spot, kind of the facilitator now for not only Elias, but also for the forwards as well. Seems to be a role that you're pretty good at. What is it where you're able to move pucks so quickly back there?
You know, I don't know. It's just, you know, a mindset thing where, you know, just go out there, move it to the open man. You know, guys got to fill for guys that are hurt and, you know, guys got to step up too. So I think just, you know, just go out there, you know, do my role. Don't overthink it. Don't do too much. Just keep it simple.
What led to the two power play goals on Saturday? Because that both those power plays looked fabulous.
You know, I think it just has to do with our mindset, you know, just get pucks on net, you know, move the puck quick. And yeah, beautiful goal there from Rosie and Lucas there. You know, I think, you know, just click there.
You played against your older brother. Who knows if you're going to be able to play each other again here in the playoffs or not. What's it like during the game? And then what's it like after the game?
You know, it's just a normal game. And then, you know, we're out there together. You know, it's obviously a little weird seeing him there on the blue line. And we actually got to bump into each other, I think, once there in the second period here at home. After the game's just kind of, you know, normal brother stuff. You know, we don't really give each other crap for who wins. You know, just kind of discuss the game, but nothing negative where we kind of chirp each other or anything like that.
I think it was you. Puck comes to you at the blue line. You look up and he's there, and I think the shot went off of his knee. Did you notice it was him before you pulled the trigger on that shot or not?
Not at first, and then like right as soon as I let it go, I saw it was him. I noticed it was him.
What's it going to mean to you guys if you're able to take care of business this weekend to be at home in essence for 2.5 weeks straight?
Yeah, you know, it's huge. Obviously not going on the road. We'd probably be going to Michigan would be huge for us. You know, don't have to sit on a bus for 7+ hours. You know, it's no fun. We'd rather play at home, you know, in front of our fans, not have to travel, you know, get the good rest that we need.
Is it hard though to just focus on one game at a time when you know what the big picture is?
No, I think, you know, taking it one game at a time is just kind of what we're focusing on right now. And just, I mean, obviously there's the big picture for us, but you know, we're just taking it one game at a time here.
Best of luck.
Thank you.